There are many mysteries.
Mysteries.
There are many things that we don't know.
Don't we?
There are many obscurities.
Really?
There are many places that we should go. They are the mysteries of the universe. Mysteries of the universe. Mysteries of the universe.
Universe, mysteries of the... Yeah. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Yeah, this is my best friend, David T.
This is my best friend, Shana Mana Namananuga.
Shana Mana Mana Mananuga.
Shana Mana Mana Shana Mana Nuga. Shana Mana Nuga.
Sugar, 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 sugar. You could just call me Sugar.
Hey, Sugar.
Oh,
I
my
call you
gosh.
Boob Tube.
You call me Boob Tube. That's actually my legitimate nickname from David Teak.
It morphs. It changes. It
yeah, well,
develops.
Sometimes it's Boob Head.
Sometimes Tube Face.
Tube Face is also what happens.
Tube Breath. Tuber a loser.
I just usually call you Bitch.
Bitch.
Hey, Bitch.
Hey, Bitch.
What's for dinner?
Hey, Bitch.
By the way, we are the two little dickheads.
Who's a dickhead? Who's a dickhead? Who's a little dickhead? Oh, you're a dickhead. I see a dickhead over there.
Oh, there's a beautiful dickhead over there. Oh, I love a dickhead.
Dickhead.
Cutie.
Yeah, we think dickheads are great. We don't mean the bad kind of dickheads.
No,
we mean like, you know, like when your dog's doing something real dumb, you're like, oh, God, he's such a little dickhead.
Oh, what a dickhead. Look at him doing that thing.
We have cats, though.
We've got when your cat's doing something dumb and you're like, look at the little dickhead. Oh, if you want a dickhead. That's the kind of dickheads we are.
The classic child-chasing animal thing.
Classic dickhead.
Yeah.
Classic.
Harmless.
Harmless.
And hilarious.
And
but
classic.
Very stupid.
But definitely classic.
Very classic. Yeah, yeah. Classic.
From the
stuff.
Classics.
From the classics.
The classique. This is a show, a podcast. This is episode one, which is very exciting.
It is exciting.
And this is a show, right?
Yeah.
Where there's like too many mysteries in the world.
Yeah.
And there's too much we don't know about stuff. And we're going to demystify some of those mysteries. So they'll go from mysteries.
Dickheads demystifying. See the D thing?
D.
Emphasis on the D.
D. We've got big on the D on this show. We are going to demystify certain things, just the mysteries around things. They don't have to be huge mysteries of the people of like scientists can't figure out.
No.
Because even though we probably could figure those out if we really put our time in.
And we absolutely would.
And we might.
Could.
And we could.
And we should. We probably will one day.
We
but
will.
At the moment, we can't really be asked doing that because we've got other mysteries that we want to delve into,
such as regular everyday stuff.
You know, what is it? You know, like bananas. Let's demystify bananas.
Bananas. There's probably plenty of things people don't know about bananas.
Heaps of things.
Heaps.
Yeah, like
well,
so
for
many.
One thing.
So, you're straight out the gate. I've got one.
Straight out of the gate. Do bananas come in heaps?
They don't actually. That's sugar, right?
Sugar.
It's sugar a heap comes, of sugar.
You have a heap of sugar. No, we have a pile of sugar.
A heap
you
of sugar.
You have a cane of sugar.
In the UK, they say heap of sugar.
You have a heap of sugar?
Yeah. That's why they think we're weird for saying heaps.
When
because it's a heap of sugar.
No, we say heaps. Like, how much of do you want?
This
heaps.
Is a boring conversation. We can't have that conversation, though. Oh, I say this. And
I say
they
this.
Say that. Oh, isn't it funny how you Australians do this? And
In America, in the 80s, they used to say, that's heavy. That's heavy, man. That's so heavy.
What, heavy sugar?
No, not bad. Nothing to do with sugar.
Heavy Sugar would be a really good band name.
Heavy Sugar.
Heavy sugar.
I got some sugar and it's heavy.
Heavy.
I can't lift it up.
Sweet in my heart.
Sweet
heavy
in my heart.
In my chest. I've got
heavy on the
sugar.
Brain. I got the heavy sugar.
I'm going to write that later.
Yeah, write that down. I think that was more of a song than a band name.
Oh, yeah.
In
okay.
The end.
Yeah, okay. You're right.
This is not the episode where we demystify whether something is a song or a band name.
No, or even bananas. We did that in the shower earlier and it was really funny. We didn't capture it. We could
talked
try
about
and
banana. Well, no, we're going to recapture.
We could recreate it. But
we're going to riff about it again.
Yeah. Okay.
And see if some of that genius comes back out. And if it doesn't.
Because it was genius. You should have been
good.
There in the shower with us earlier.
Like
it was
straight
very,
out of the gate.
Very
I'm going to say that.
Straight out of the gate. No, I had something straight out of the gate.
Yeah.
Actually. I had a straight
Can I guess what it is?
Well, the banana fact that I have out of the gate.
You
yes.
have a fact about bananas that's straight out of the gate.
Straight out of the gate. I've got something to say about bananas.
I think I can guess it.
Oh, okay.
Bananas often yellow.
Yeah. Well, yes, that's true, but that's
not. Is that the
thing? That's not the thing.
All right. Okay.
You know what the thing is now, though, because we did this
earlier. Well, we did this in the shower earlier. Yeah. But
we're going to recreate that moment.
Or...
he was cracking me up, I tell you what. I really did say straight out the gate. Straight out the gate. I've got a fact about bananas. And he tried to go on, guess it. Yeah,
I was trying to guess.
Yeah.
And potassium. Potassium.
Yeah, no, that's not the fact.
That is a fact about bananas.
But that's not the fact that I have straight out the gate.
But that's a fact some people know and enjoy about bananas, yeah, but other people find that a mystery.
It's true, but that we're not demystifying the potassium in the bananas right now, because I had another thing straight out the gate that I wanted to say.
You wanted to tell me that you can peel them.
That is the thing straight out the gate. But you went through other ones.
No, you peel them and then you throw them on the ground and people slip over.
That's not it.
And
you were close though. It was about peeling.
Tennis players eat them in the breaks.
That's I don't know. I've never got to watch the tennis.
They ate the bananas for the potassium in the breaks.
Okay, well that's not the straight out of the gate.
Straight out of the gate.
I'll give you a clue. It is about peeling, and it is about
doors. Something about doors.
No.
Gates are types of doors.
It is an entrance and exit thing.
Yes. Yeah. We did mention that before. Mm-hmm. So it's about sticking them up your bum.
No, it's not about sticking them up your bum. We didn't even say that one before. Where does that come from?
Because of the phallic nature of the banana, the entrance and exit, and the fact that it's yellow.
I think that'd be very hard to do unless you froze it and you had lots of oil.
I don't think you want to stick a frozen thing and oil. No, yeah. You want a hot banana.
No,
hot,
you want the throbbing no, hot you banana. Need the banana cold so that it doesn't go mushy and stuff. So if it'll stay hard.
Well, you need to freeze the outside, but then warm it. Put a warm barrier on it.
No,
because you don't want a frozen thing up there.
I don't know. Maybe you do.
Anyway,
what the fact was that
something about doors.
No, it was.
I had a good line about doors.
It was the entrance and exit of the banana out of the peel.
But I did have something about doors.
Yeah, but you can't recapture. I told you it wouldn't be as good as we did bananas, because we did bananas in the shower and we can't do bananas now.
We do bananas in the shower sometimes. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, we just do bananas in the shower.
We did bananas. We riffed about bananas for a considerable amount of time. Our neighbours definitely heard us and definitely think we're insane.
We did bananas in the shower earlier. And now we're failing.
You had
to
an amazing joke earlier about the phallic banana. It shouldn't be frozen. After I said it needs to be frozen, and you said a penis stays hard and it's not frozen. And I said that's because it has blood. And you said
stick blood in your banana.
You could inject the banana with blood. And I said that's disgusting.
Get a bloody banana up your ass.
That's terrible. I can't believe did not say that. I did not want that line to
and
happen.
And then I said,
I can't believe you said get a bloody banana. That's a horrific image for our first podcast, Dave.
Well, I'm just trying to guess if that's the thing you have right out of the gate.
No, the right out of the gate thing has got to.
You can slip on them. And no. Yeah, that's funny.
No, that's not.
Humor.
No, that's. I know it is a comedic fruit, but that is. It's not pineapple, you know. It's not what we're talking about.
You can slip
the
on
thing
pineapple.
Remember the opposable thumbs?
Yes.
Remember the evolution?
Humans have opposable thumbs and therefore
they don't open bananas properly. They have evolved in a stupid way where they have forgotten their like ancestral monkey knowledge.
Monkey brain?
They've forgotten their monkey brain, which is smarter than their current brain, because they've forgotten a key component of opening bananas, which is we take it from the bottom. You don't use the little handle.
You use your thumb.
You use your fingers and you peel the top from the other end.
With your thumb.
And you get the banana out from the other end.
Do you need a thumb to
do this?
You
don't need the thumb. You don't need it.
You don't need a thumb.
You don't need a thumb to
open a banana. So you're telling the listeners right now, accidentally get a thumb caught in a wood chipper. Their banana days aren't finished.
Their banana days are far from finished.
They can still have bananas.
Absolutely.
And not like go to the juicery and get a smoothie and say, hey, chuck a banana in there.
Nah.
I can't open one because I've got a thumb. I don't have a thumb.
I'm
in the wood chipper.
They absolutely can still eat their own bananas without their opposable thumbs.
So why did we bother growing these bloody thumbs?
I think so we could hitchhike.
Well, you can hitchhike with a thumb, yeah.
I think it's for other things, opening handles maybe.
Handles?
We had houses perhaps.
I don't know if I can open a handle without a thumb.
Yeah, you can't.
What about Can I drink?
Well, you could do most things without a thumb. You can do everything without a thumb.
I have a can of drink
except
here.
Hitchhiking with your thumb. That's probably the only thing. Otherwise, I think you can adapt.
Could you just as easily take a thumbless hand and draw a thumb on a piece of paper and like just staple it to the nub and then hang?
We're going too far here, Dave. This is not, we're not going into any thumbless person's life right now. We are just drawing the line right here. I know you love your absurd nubness, but we
I love an absurd nubness, but it's nothing to do with that. I'm just trying to figure out where humans would be right now had we not figured out that if we had figured out we could have opened bananas without the thumb.
We did figure it out. We did. We just ignored that fact as we evolved and became stupider.
That's an important fact of evolution, that we just ignored knowledge.
Correct. And this isn't even what we're demystifying today.
We're demystifying bananas.
No, well, we were going to demystify turkey.
No, but we went back to bananas.
Yeah, but I thought that we weren't going to redo the bananas because you can never recapture something you've done in the shower.
You can't recapture stuff.
Yeah, no.
It's stuff that happens in the shower is done.
What we did in the shower earlier was very funny.
It was great.
It was so funny. Like what we did now was okay. It was good.
Fine.
It was totally
semi-okay.
Semi. But in the shower, it was really,
full.
Yeah, it was great.
Full mast.
It was so good. It was hot and hot comedy.
Hot. Full mast comedy.
Yeah, steamy.
Steamy. It was a shower. Of course it's steamy. Get your heads out of the gutter.
It was so good. Anyway.
Moist. Because of the shower.
It was the shower. Yeah.
Throbbing.
No, David.
Because of the shower. Because of the heat of the shower.
I want us to stay in the, you know, in the sphere of acceptable by most people to listen to.
Most. Break that sphere down for me. What are the quadrants?
The quadrants? Demystify quadrants for
me. Like, you know,
what's a quadrant?
It's like a port, like a, you know, when you peel an orange and you take a chunk out.
Quadrant?
Yeah, you've
quarter.
Sometimes they're not in quarters. Sometimes you haven't counted how many segments they're going to be.
Okay, segments I can go with.
So you've word did I use? Quadrants.
Quadrants.
Yeah. So break down for me what you think the acceptable quadrants of the sphere are.
Acceptable quadrants of what sphere? Of what sphere?
The sphere of acceptability to most people.
The sphere. Fuck. I haven't done my market research for this podcast. I don't know what the acceptable quadrants are, but I do know I don't want to be insulting the thumbless people, and I don't want to be insulting whoever you were just about to insult. Out of your pure, beautiful, genius, idiot self of curiosity and exploration and just wandering over a boundary.
I am fine with the thumbless people.
Fine. You're fine with the thumbless people.
I don't think anyone should purposely stick their thumb in a wood chipper because they can peel bananas either way.
Yeah.
I think their thumb probably has other options. Mm-hmm. And I just want to explore that in a rational, healthy, meaty debate.
Meaty debate. I am sidestepping even to a different quadrant right now.
Which quadrant? See, you raised the quadrants.
Yeah, I just wanted to use that word, like pretend I knew what it
meant. You wanted to be in the sphere of acceptable things for most. And I just want to know what quadrants exist in this sphere.
In the sphere of acceptable things by most people?
By most people.
Okay.
And is this a sphere? It's a ball. It's not like a pie chart. It's not a circle.
What, our understanding of our audience and what they find acceptable?
Yes.
Right.
You use the word sphere, which is a solid, voluminous, round ball, rather than a two-dimensional circle, which we could then Venn diagram.
You're going way off track here, David. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm just getting the figuring out what the standards of the – the geometry.
The sacred geometry.
The sacred geometry of the
what people want to hear.
Of the sphere of what's acceptable to most of the audience.
Well, I go with my gut. I'm thinking every time my gut feels a bit funny or my asshole tightens a bit, I figure we're probably sort of maybe talking about stuff that could be in some way unacceptable.
Now, arsehole tightening, is that in the sphere of acceptability?
I think it is because it's my arsehole I'm talking about.
Your arsehole.
Yeah, I think we can talk about our experience.
So if I talked about myself wanting to stick my thumb in a wood chipper so that I could staple a drawing of the thumb.
That is completely acceptable.
Okay.
Yes.
That's one of the quandaries.
Yes, that is right. And that's why in Demystify we talk about our relationship to things, not necessarily via academic standards. We might not know the scientific thing behind bananas, but we might know nothing about bananas except for what they taste like when we eat them, and that's what we will reflect on.
Might know lots about some of the things we go to demystify. Mm-hmm. Some stuff we might be pure experts on.
Mm.
Sometimes we might have experts on that inform us.
Like, I'm an expert on your beard, for example.
Yes, you know that I have a beard. You were culpable, complicit in
I was absolutely the bitch behind the beard.
You were the bitch. The bitch.
Why did I say that? The bitch behind the beard.
Where was that in the quadrant?
I think because I said it about myself, it's fine.
Yes. So one day we might do.
That in the quadrant? That's what we forever say now when we think we're.
I want to know where the quadrant is.
Where is the what quadrant are we in here? Is it our own experience, or are we trying to talk for other people right now?
To rein this in, because you are just getting off track.
Me.
To rein this in.
Oh, that is rich. Oh, that is rich.
Rich like the rich potassium.
Here we go. Yeah, let's give me an absurd essay now on rich.
Well, there we all know.
Because I said the word rich, we're going to.
We all know that there's a mosquito on the ceiling that's bothering me. And
it's named Richard.
It might be named Rich. And there's one strain of
cobweb, yeah.
And it seems to be coming from the mosquito. Or the mosquito region, at least.
You know, maybe the mosquito is stuck in another part of the cobweb, or maybe that mosquito is a spider, but we can't see him very well. He's very small.
It could be maybe mosquitoes have evolved into some sort of half spider, half mosquito type situation.
Does that mean they have no opposing thumbs?
Well, we did talk about evolution on this podcast, and I tell you, if you tell a bug to evolve, maybe it will.
Yeah.
You got to give it permission.
Why does it need our permission?
Well, it doesn't need it, but it's nice.
It is. It's nice to give the bug permission to evolve.
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Caterpillar. You may evolve into a scorpion if you feel like you're sick of doing the worm.
Oh, but I'm just a little caterpillar. Who am I to evolve into a scorpion?
Well, I'm saying that if you don't want to be this colourful, furry, little hundred-legged thing anymore and you want some snip-snip action, you should just become a scorpion.
I think you're talking about centipedes, and I don't know if I trust your advice if you can't tell the difference between me and
I'm
a
not.
Centipede.
I said colourful. Centipedes are very...
You said a hundred legs.
Yeah, but a caterpillar has a lot of legs, doesn't it?
Well, I've got... Got 16 or so.
What? You've only got 16 legs? I thought you had 100 legs.
No, that's a centipede. Oh, sure. The centaur and centipede.
I thought that was just the centipede in the movie.
No, well, the movie was a good example of a centipede.
But I thought a caterpillar also had 100 legs. Does it have 16 legs?
Well, for example.
Which is very colourful, though. Centipede's not colourful.
No, centipedes can be red and little red legs.
Red legs, yes, but they're gross, those ones. They're little disgusting little stamp on his head.
Oh, they're disgusting. They eat me.
The centipedes eat you?
They eat caterpillars. Sometimes.
I think you should definitely become a scorpion.
So you're giving me permission?
Yes.
Okay, I'll do it. Thanks. It's really nice to be given permission.
God bless you and God save the queen.
Check in on me and maybe in a couple of hours it might take a while to evolve.
If you keep any of your caterpillar genetics...
Can I still be a butterfly?
I was about to say, if you keep any of your caterpillar genetics, then as a scorpion, you might be able to evolve into a snake or something.
Wait, so if
you might be able to go into a cocoon and come out as a snake, or maybe a unicorn, I don't know.
Still go in a cocoon, but then I can choose what animal I come out of, because now we're talking about some animals that aren't even bugs. I can become an amphibian or a reptile.
Well, I figure a butterfly is not a bug, is it?
It's a bug, of course, it's a bug.
Is it?
It's a beautiful bug.
I don't know if it is.
I mean,
you don't know if it's beautiful.
It's definitely beautiful, but I don't know if it's a bug. I think it's something else entirely. Have you watched Silence of the Lambs?
Species can't change what species they are.
I think that's exactly what the caterpillar and the butterfly do.
Oh, no, but maybe that is, but they can't, they can't change what category of animal in the animal kingdom they are.
Well, how do you know that?
Well, no one's ever given me permission.
Well, I'm giving you permission right now. You can just change into a scorpion, and then if that
scorpion
has a...
Well, scorpion's a bug and a caterpillar's a bug.
I'm sure a scorpion might be part of the lizard family, actually.
No, it might be a reptile, maybe. They're not a lizard. What the fuck are you talking about? Wait, lizards are reptiles?
Those are snakes. That's why I was one-upping the scorpion to the snake. I don't know. It seemed like it makes sense in my head. I don't know.
Do I have to lay eggs?
No, you can stop the voice. It's fine.
What do you mean? I'm just a caterpillar.
Oh, shit.
See how nice it is to give permission?
I understand. Yes, it is. It is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it feels good.
It feels great.
Feels good to be given permission.
Yeah, yeah. I give you permission to. I gave you permission just now to stop the voice because, quite frankly, I figured you should probably stop it. And you felt like you had to stick to it, but I was probably thinking you could drop it.
I felt like I stepped away from myself and evolved into a caterpillar for the experience of being a caterpillar, because I don't want to just demystify things, you know, from a distance. I want to experience the things I'm demystifying.
But I think we can only demystify things from our experience. Otherwise, we're going to have to do a hell of a lot of research for this podcast, and I'm not up for that, quite frankly. Well, I'm very busy.
I'm okay with us checking Wikipedia occasionally during the podcast.
Wiki, fine, yes. I regretted not having Wiki here already.
We could get on our phones and just wiki stuff if we wanted to.
Yeah, but God.
But we don't have to.
No, I don't have to do that. I know what it is like to open a banana.
I've done it. I don't eat bananas, but I've done it.
You've done it?
Yeah, I've opened a banana.
You've done a solid frozen banana?
I've never done a bloody frozen banana. Sometimes in America they sell chocolate covered frozen bananas as a treat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Chocolate covered? Yeah, that would be good.
It was a whole.
As a banana person, I would appreciate that.
A whole arc of it in that show Arrested Development. And they had a frozen banana stand. And I'm like, why would you want a frozen banana? You break your teeth in half.
Oh, bananas are so good. Be basically like nature's ice cream. You hear the cat? Might be able to hear the cat in the background.
Might be able to hear cats in the background in this show. They do like to.
We have four cats.
Four cats.
Yeah.
We will demystify cat ownership at some point.
Phoenix, come and say hello.
Hello, yeah, Phoenix. Hello.
Come on.
This is say the boy hello. Kitty Phoenix.
Kitty. Phoenix, are you going to say hello? He's going to be quiet now.
He's no. See, you can't tell a cat what to do. No. You've got to give it permission.
Phoenix, if you'd like to say hello to everyone, you can say hello. Phoenix.
You have permission. Doesn't it feel nice to be given permission? Yes, little Phoenix. You have been chosen.
Well, I'm holding him, and normally he gives a big meow when you hold him.
No, he doesn't feel that. He didn't trust the permission. He's heard permission isn't that great. He's heard, hey.
Oh, there's a little bit.
There you little Phoenix. Thanks for joining us, Phoenix.
Yes, we better piss off and feed the other cats.
Yeah, well, I think we have figured out some fun facts about bananas.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most of our facts on this show should be fun.
Yeah.
Some dry facts maybe occasionally.
Yeah, yeah.
Occasionally a red raw fact that slaps you between the eyes and wakes you up to the realities of the universe.
But also facts about us in that thing. Yeah. I'm all about what it means to us and our experience of it, because otherwise we don't really know what we're talking about.
Well, why would we know? Yeah. If we don't know what we're talking about, then we don't know what we're talking about.
That's right. And nobody wants to listen to a couple of dickheads not knowing what they're talking about.
Oh, we'd just be a couple of stupid dickheads.
What, a couple of dickheads?
Be like a cat chasing his tail.
Yeah, absolutely. Licking his own balls for the joy.
Oh, now where's that in the sphere?
his butt was right in my face. I couldn't help it. His Phoenix loves to put his butt in your face.
All right. I think... to end these episodes, we should do some form of summation of where we stand on the demystification. Of the topic that we have raised.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we should decide whether or not now that we know more, this thing should exist or not.
Oh, should this thing exist? So should bananas exist?
Yeah, we could make it a bit called, should this exist?
Should this exist? Should this exist? Should bananas exist? We just remembered the sound effects. Yeah.
And it's always one person that just doesn't stop laughing. We're trying to get the show happening. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to open the summate once each and then individually say whether we think it should exist, or do you want to summate and then you do yours and then I'll summate and then I'll do mine?
You go, because I want to understand what you mean by summate.
Summation. Okay.
I know what summation means, obviously.
Bananas.
Mm-hmm.
I like them.
Right. You hate bananas.
I don't like eating them.
But you like their existence.
I like their existence. Okay. I think the peel is one of the fun facts of fruit.
Mm-hmm.
I am glad to know now that monkeys can open them, and that if I ever purposely, on my own experience, choose to stick my thumb in a wood chipper, that I will still be able to open bananas, even though I don't enjoy eating them. But maybe I'll use the peels to throw in front of people for humor. So I'm going to say bananas, should they exist? Yes.
I think that's commendable advice there. And I would agree that bananas are excellent. I'm sure we're not going to agree very often. So this is nice to start with an agreeable.
Agreeing is good.
Yeah. I'm surprised that you're pro banana, to be honest, because you don't eat them.
I don't like them. I think they're disgusting. I wish they never were born.
You wish they were never born?
I don't think they should come in bunches. Like, just grow one at a time.
Be
an individual, man.
No, I love bananas. I love the way they look. I love the smell, the flavor. I'm very sad that there used to be a lot more types of bananas. Like, they're actually down to their last genetic kind of form.
That is,
there was many different types of banana once upon a time. So I'm very sad about that. I'm all for the bananas. I'm really excited to hear you can have frozen banana with chocolate on. I'm going to try that later. And I think a definite yes. Bananas should exist.
Wow. Well, there you have it.
A very agreeable
folks,
ending.
Team, fellow dickheads.
Mm-hmm.
There
you have it, dickheads. I think that's our sign off.
There you have it, dickheads. We have decided bananas should exist. Feel free to play at home. Tell us if you think bananas should or should not exist and the reasons why and how our demystifying some of the mysteries around bananas have helped you come to that conclusion.
Yeah.
If there's anything in particular you'd like to be demystified.
You're so sexy when you take the reins like this.
Just taking the reins, baby. Just getting on the back of that horse and telling the reins going.
This is like being in the shower all over again.
Oh, no. Sweaty, throbbing shower. Because of the heat.
Okay, distraction. Yes, thank you.
Find us on the socials. Where can you find us?
Two little D heads
on all of the socials. Send us a message telling us something you'd like to be demystified or just help. You can summate. So, and if you feel free to summate in your own personal life.
Yeah, and look out for our new track that we're going to create after today's episode, which is called Heavy Sugar.
Heavy Sugar.
Heavy Sugar.
All right. What's that? What is that word when someone sings you out? I used to do it on TV shows. Serenade us out.
Serenade us is fine.
Serenade us out.
Heavy sugar.
Thanks for joining us, Two Little Dickheads.
Heavy
demystified.
Sugar.
We'll see you again in another episode.
Dip
coming
my banana
shortly.
In your chocolate.
Get that frozen banana
baby.
In your chocolate, baby. Heavy sugar.